Indiana must produce at least 6,000 more degrees and credentials each year through 2025 to keep pace with the world. That's according to Indiana's Commission for Higher Education. But is that goal attainable?
It has to be, because the prospect of us not getting there in terms of how fast the world is changing and moving is pretty devastating.
But Commissioner Teresa Lubbers also believes Indiana's best days are ahead. In the past 12 weeks, you've heard both the challenges Indiana faces and the innovations it's producing in higher education. Today, some lessons beyond Indiana's borders, starting with neighboring Kentucky. In 2010, Louisville's business, government, civic groups, and education leaders identified the gaps and formed an independent organization they dubbed 55,000 Degrees. The deadline is 2020, says Executive Director Mary Gwen Wheeler.
And we set this community goal to add 40,000 bachelor degrees and 15,000 associate degrees, which, if we achieve it, means that 50% of Louisville's working age population has a college degree of some sort.
Economic competition was the driver, including competing with cities like Indianapolis.
We put it in a competitive framework. We look at 15 other cities that we regularly compare ourselves to, and we're in the bottom tier on education attainment, and that goal would put us in the top tier, and people rally around that, and we are very good at working as a team in Louisville.
That teamwork was so good, the African American community jumped on board with its own 15K initiative, with pastors in the pulpit advocating 15,000 new college degrees among African Americans. Almost a year later, the early overall indicators are positive.
Graduation rates at both high school and our major public institution, University of Louisville and IU Southeast, have gone up.
The aim in Louisville is to link more degrees to an improved quality of life.
People that have a college degree, it's about 4% unemployment. So it's clearly a question of opportunity.
One state, Tennessee, has become a national model for boosting college completion. The state embraced big reforms, changed state law, and enacted the Complete College Tennessee Act in 2010. Dr. Paula Short is Tennessee's Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs. She says they made Lumina's big goal, increasing the number of high-quality degrees and certificates to 60% by 2025, their goal.
Using the leverage of state law, you know, it's what I like to call both a top-down and a bottom-up approach.
She says it's working. In the past year, Tennessee's colleges and universities awarded 7% more degrees and certificates than the year before, and 14% more than in 2009. That's faster growth than for the nation as a whole. Tennessee uses a new completion-oriented funding formula for its public colleges. Schools charge a flat rate for full-time students, encouraging them to take more credits. They've piloted accelerated 12-month and 18-month degree programs that fit with Tennessee's workforce needs, and they've redesigned remediation courses. Tennessee is only at 32% college attainment, about where Indiana is. Can states like Tennessee and Indiana reach Lumina's big goal? Lumina Foundation's Duane Matthews.
We already know that 60% of jobs in this country will require post-secondary education by 2018. So this is not, we think, an option, a good thing to do. This is something we think we absolutely have to do.
As we've seen these past weeks, it's not a simple fix. It's a cultural issue, a design issue for colleges, a cost issue, and a communications issue. But perhaps Louisville, Kentucky, and the state of Tennessee prove there are solutions to the problems. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dion Willis.